Good morning. Clouds, patchy fog, and showers common this morning across interior New York and New England as moisture from the Atlantic, fueled by what's left of Hurricane Delta, is teaming up with a front approaching from the west. The combination of these two features will keep unsettled weather going across interior New York and New England through the morning and at least the first part of the afternoon. Temperatures will struggle with the clouds and showers and stay in the lower to mid-50s across a large part of the area, while some other locations, particularly where it dries out earlier in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and also southern New York and New England, will be in the upper 50s to perhaps even touch the 60-degree mark. As the drier weather moves in later in the day and towards sunset, we may have some breaks of sunshine to push temperatures a little bit higher in a few spots. Otherwise, showers will become more widely scattered after dark and will continue a drying trend late at night. In fact, skies will become partly cloudy as lows will drop back into the lower 40s. An area of high pressure will build in after this system passes, and this will produce a good amount of sunshine for the day on Wednesday. Temperatures will respond nicely, reaching into the mid-60s. On the backside of this high pressure center, more sunshine on Thursday. A southerly breeze will make it even warmer, and highs will reach into the lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where another front will approach Thursday night and Friday with a good chance of rain. High temperatures on Friday will be held back down to around 60 with the wet weather. Then behind this system, showers will clear out early Saturday morning, and it'll be blustery and much cooler during the day with increasing sunshine, but highs on Saturday will only be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There's even the chance of a few wet snowflakes across the highest terrain. We'll bounce back into the upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and back to 60 on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very fast-moving area of low pressure and its associated front will move across the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies today. Heavy precipitation is likely with this system, along with high-elevation heavy snow for the Northern Washington Cascades and Northern Rockies of Montana. This low pressure center will continue to move quickly eastward tonight into tomorrow across the northern plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley. Precipitation amounts are expected to be lighter across these areas and confined to locations along the border with south central Canada. Temperatures over the next 2 days will be mostly above average across large portion of the nation. The most anomalously warm temperatures will be across California today and tomorrow, and across southern to central portions of the high plains on Wednesday, where temperatures will be about 15 to 20 degrees above average. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a southeast wind at 31 gusting to 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 15 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility with drizzle and fog, 45 degrees, the dew point 45, 100% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Palm Springs and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 9 at Fraser, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with rain in the upper 60s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers and fog and highs in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 46, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.11 inches below normal, and 26.88 inches for the year, which is 4.02 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1930, and the record low, 24, in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:15 p.m. 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs near 60. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs around 60. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the upper 50s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the mid-50s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, breezy, warmer on Thursday, lower 70s. Cloudy, a good chance of rain on Friday, around 60. Showers early Saturday, then increasing sunshine, breezy, and much cooler, right around 50. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 50s on Sunday, and near 60 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.